start today, start now. Like we joked earlier how, you know, your diet doesn't have to start on Monday. You know, we don't have to wait another week to start all over, but just start now. There's times that I say, maybe in a couple of days or maybe next week, maybe next month I'll get back to the gym. But you do that and you just let it go and you'll never get there. So I think just commitment and starting today, you'll look back and be so happy that you did.
So you have a passion for fitness and the desire to start your own business. But launching a massively successful fitness business is extremely complex. The systems, operations, hiring, firing, coaching, sales, and marketing are critical to success. Where do you even start? This show will give you the answers. Here is Bedros Koulian and Bryce Henson, your hosts of the Fitness Franchise Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness entrepreneurs launch and grow successful gyms.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Franchise Podcast, and we have another incredible episode today as our guest is a new friend of mine who's also a registered nurse way out in West Palm Beach, Florida. She joined the Fit Body Bootcamp family as a member back in 2018, and she started with the New Year, New You Challenge. And in that challenge, she ended up winning second place at her home bootcamp called Jupiter Fit Body Bootcamp out in Florida, which is a pivotal point in her fitness journey. So much so that her fitness continued, and that following year, she ended up enrolling in the New Year, New You Challenge again, and if you can believe, she ended up winning first place at Jupiter Fit Body. But more than that, she was actually picked as one of the top 25 finalists worldwide by Fit Body Bootcamp headquarters. But then what's more, she was in complete utter shock and awe as she was announced as one of the top 10 grand prize winners for the challenge worldwide, which ultimately led her to being inspired and becoming a part-time coach at Jupiter Fit Body. So without further ado, Savannah Graham, welcome to the Fitness Franchise Podcast Show.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm so excited. This is going to be great. And certainly after meeting a few months out in Orlando, Florida, literally was just blown away with your energy, enthusiasm, and obviously your success with the challenge and the transformation that you've been on. So excited to be on, you know, get you on the show and really allow you to impart some wisdom of your fitness journey, because there's so many people out there that were in your position. And I know you can inspire them as well if you are up for it.
Absolutely, Bryce. It's very nice to be talking to you again since we met in Orlando.
Yeah.
I'm actually coming to you guys today I'm in the fabulous Florida Keys, which is where I was born and raised. Unfortunately, the weather outside is a little windy, but I did bring you a nice window into my world.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, one of the things I wanted to point out, and I know you're born in the Keys and the Caribbean and all that, your naming convention is very interesting. So can you tell us where your parents came up with your name, Savannah?
Well, I was actually born in the Virgin Islands. My mom, we lived on a sailboat, and there was an island named Savannah near where I was born. My mom wanted me to have something to bring back with me. And so that's where my name came from. And when I was old enough to go to school, she brought me back to the States, which happened to be the Florida Keys. And
nice.
A lighthouse for a year of my life, and then a houseboat for 6 months, and then on dry land.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, definitely very interesting work from my childhood in the Midwest, snowy Midwest. I am not going to lie, I'm a little envious, but it seems like it's worked out for you really well.
Yeah, it's been great.
Awesome. Well, I want to kind of get into, you know, first and foremost, before your amazing client experience as you know, challenger and a member and the transformation, all that. But I want to talk a little bit about your backstory. I know you're a nurse as well. So can you kind of share with the audience your current focus as a nurse? And you have a couple different roles there. And then maybe even, you know, even before that, kind of how did your path, what was your backstory leading up to you as a nurse?
One of the keys in high school, I was very athletic into sports, youth group. Those were my hobbies, fishing, anything on the water. And then I moved up to West Palm Beach to go to school and started into nursing school. I was part of the first nursing class they had at the college. And so I was kind of pioneered that. And that started my career. And I've been a nurse now going on 14 years.
Oh, wow.
My main background is intensive care, critical care. I've worked in some management levels there. And I currently work in a special procedure area. So it's cardiac cath lab, interventional radiology. We do emergent procedures, things like that. So.
What's your day-to-day look like? That just sounds super intense to me.
It is. We have our set hours as nurses that we take care of patients at the bedside, and we're also, you know, responsible on call for emergencies. Anyone having a heart attack in the middle of the night, you know, to get bleed, we come in for that. So really, we're kind of, you're on call in nurse mode most of the time.
Yeah. And what's your schedule look like? I mean, how many hours you work in? And I know nurses typically kind of work a condensed schedule, but very long hours. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, we typically work 4 10-hour shifts in my department. Sometimes okay. those turn into 12, 14-hour shifts, but we usually get our one day off. And then, unfortunately, in our area that I work in, we take call for emergencies. So I'd say, you know, a quarter of the month you're on call to come in if anything happens in the middle of the night. So.
Got it. Keeps you busy. You know, certainly.
But I love it. I love it because I get to work with people. I mean, I think that's why I love like the fitness and everything too, working with families and patients and just being around people.
Yeah. And certainly I'm dying to get in there and take our audience, you know, through your journey. But before I do, like, what about nursing kind of called you? Like, why did you kind of join that field? And I think it's certainly interesting, you know, to see how your whole evolution kind of take hold. So, you know, why did you make that decision?
I first went to college, Bryce, thinking I'd be in sports medicine. I like sports. I like athletics. There was something about the nursing that kind of called to me that I had a people aspect. It, you know, it wasn't about me and playing sports. Mm-hmm. It was about caring for others. And I think I've always been one of those people that's been very caring. And it led me to, you know, go into that career. And I'm so happy that I did. You see all aspects. You're not only caring for the patients, you have their families. You have this knowledge that you get to share with people when their loved ones are sick and they don't understand. And you get to be there for them and explain it to them. And you don't realize how many other people you're taking care of. You're, you know, working with your coworkers, with physicians. But I just think it's part of my nature to be, you know, caring and a people person and into science. And I think it's a good career choice for me.
What would you say from your perspective is like the most fulfilling aspect of your job, maybe the skill sets you've acquired and et cetera? And then on the flip side, what's the most challenging part, you know, of the nursing role?
I think most fulfilling is really when you really see that you can help somebody, you actually help change their life. Some patients, they come in with a heart attack and they're symptomatic chest pains, the worst they've ever felt. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes we get them on the table, we get them quick, you have a whole team that works on them, and then you fix them, and then they come out better thanking you for saving their life. And it's just in those moments that really make you thankful for your career, or just being able to hold someone's hand and make them feel better about what's going on with their loved one. It's a great feeling. Usually we kind of, you hear a lot of the negatives, so when you get people that really thank you for what you do daily, it really makes it worth it.
Yeah, that's so fulfilling.
It can be very challenging, though, absolutely, because you know, sometimes they are emergencies, and you got to use your critical thinking. And sometimes you're coming in the middle of the night, or you have very difficult families because they're going through a lot of emotions, and you're getting pulled in a lot of directions trying to care for everyone. It's about prioritizing, like, who needs your attention most, and getting the work done.
Yeah. Well, good on you. You have a big heart, and certainly excited and glad to see that. Now I want to transition a little bit of the fitness journey, and certainly our audience, you know, are interested in potentially opening a gym, a fitness business, or in franchising in general. And they're looking at, you know, many types of franchising solutions. But I think it's so important because for you specifically, you came as a client, you came as a challenger. So there's just a lot of value in showing your, you know, story and, you know, recounting, you know, your, the highs, the lows of your experience. So I want to kind of transition to that, but it's one observation that I have, you know, me being a gym owner out in Southern California, I have many, you know, nurses that are clients, and certainly I'm not projecting anything on you, but I have many nurses that are friends that are clients, become good friends over the years. One thing that's really interesting, it's a little bit counterintuitive, is many times actually nurses don't take that great care of themselves. They're so focused on their family and kind of giving and serving that they're the kind of the last ones to really take the focus. You know, would that be, you know, fair to say from your experience? And now I kind of want to segue into, like, you know, where you were with your fitness journey before kind of entering that first challenge of becoming a Fitbody Bootcamp member.
Absolutely. I think you know, hit the nail on the head. Sometimes you do forget that. And you're not going to be able to take the best care of others if you don't take care of yourself. And sometimes I do forget that. I think I grew up athletic. I thought I was in shape. I don't really need to, you know, really focus on me. It kind of came natural. But I can tell you, Bryce, as I got older, your body definitely changes, and you do need to pay some attention to it for the long term. And, you know, I had to realize that, and I had to balance that with my career and then find how I was going to take care of myself for the long term. And I'm just so happy that I found Fit Body Boot Camp to be that outlet for me, that, you know, which led me into my fitness journey. I've tried several other gyms. Getting into Fit Body Boot Camp, though, I think was just something, there was something different about it. It felt like a family. They really cared. I wasn't at the gym just to do some exercises. There was just so much more that I know we can get into.
Yeah, we will. Well, good. Well, kind of let's talk about that transition now. You know, where were you? Like, what really called to you about Fit Body Boot Camp? You said you tried some other gyms. Most clients, you know, come look for a gym because they want to lose weight, they want to feel better, have more energy, more enthusiasm, more mental clarity, and kind of all of the above. Like, where were you where were you before taking that leap of faith, and kind of what were you looking for? And I believe you joined actually on a challenge program. Is that correct? Okay, so where were you kind of at right before the challenge started? And then, you know, what drew you to the challenge, and kind of what were you expecting to gain from it?
Well, it would be accurate to say I'm a little competitive. So, you know, when I hear a challenge, I'm like, okay, I got to do this. I have something to prove. But that was a little bit of my draw. I think there's a lot of people out there. You know, I yo-yoed a lot in my fitness. Sometimes I'm feeling really good about it. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I've let it go to the wayside. And I'll tell you, right before I started Fit Body Boot Camp, I was in probably one of my more stressful positions of my career. Okay. I had moved on up to the director of the intensive care units and the step-down units at Good Samaritan Hospital. And so I had several departments under me, multiple staff, and I was just living and breathing that job. And so I, you know, it was an excuse that I really didn't have time for myself, when in reality, I really just needed to find an outlet that I could take care of myself and make that a priority. And so when Fit Body Boot Camp, they opened a location near, you know, where I live. And I said, you know what? I have to drive by this place to go home every day. There's no excuse that I can't make it to a class. Like, I can do this. They're 30 minutes. I can fit into my busy schedule. I used to go to a gym that was 25 minutes away for, you know, an hour workout and 25 minutes home, 2 hours of my day to maybe work out 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it made sense that Fit Body Boot Camp was something that would work for my lifestyle.
Yeah. The first challenge that you did, you know, what was that first experience like? I'm sure most clients, at least, you know, from the feedback that we receive, is it's overwhelming at first. It does get better, though. And obviously, you're a testament to that. But walk us through what that, you know, onboarding experience looked like in the challenge, and not only some of your successes, but also some of the, you know, challenges, no pun intended, of, you know, entering that program.
So when I first started the challenge at Fit Body Boot Camp, it did seem a little overwhelming. I'd stepped into a new gym, a new place. They're setting this new challenge. You know, I felt like I put myself on a high standard I had to succeed and had to do it right, but it seemed a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, when I walked in there and I met Jenny, the owner, and some of the people that were there to do the challenge with me, these are people that were just like me, and they're wanting to change their life. And I realized no one's in there to judge you. They're here to help you if they want to be successful. And I the one thing I can say I'm proud of was that I allowed myself to trust the process. And just go for it. Because I easily could have walked out that day and just said, no, I don't know if this is for me, it's too much. Mm-hmm. What I do really like about Fit Body Boot Camp is they do all the thinking for you. They had a routine down. They were very welcoming. They got to know you. I found accountability with the other team members that were in the challenge. And, you know, instead of actually being competitive almost against each other, what I found, Bryce, is that everyone actually loved helping each other. If they found a tip or a trick about eating nutrition or something they shared it with each other, and they high-fived each other for their successes. And that blew me away. That was something, you know, very different than your normal competitive nature where I have to win. And it wasn't just winning to beat somebody, it was winning mm-hmm. to better your life. And that was just something that really stuck with me and made me stick with the gym and stick with it.
Yeah, good on you. Well, I'm glad to, you know, you receive that welcoming kind of feeling. And I know Jenny, you know, from our trip out in Orlando, and she's awesome, and just the whole team that you have. So it's no surprise that you're giving good energy, good vibes, and really making it welcoming for people, just like, you know, you when you started as a challenger. One of the things that we connected kind of offline before the cameras went on is, you know, you initially, you know, were joining, though, for what you saw now is the wrong reasons, like too focused at the scale, X, Y, and Z. So can you, that's a very, very common reply that we get from many clients. So can you give some insight on maybe how your, you know, focus was misaligned in your own words, and how did you kind of get back on track?
Yeah. So after that challenge, it helped me stick with Fit Body Bootcamp. I loved the gym. I kept up with my fitness. But like everyone does, we kind of wax and wane. And, you know, I fought back a little bit and wasn't quite as committed. Maybe I was out of that challenge mode. But that's what led me into doing the challenge the next year. Mm-hmm. Really excited about it. I was like, I'm coming back. I'm really going to do it this time. And I know going into that challenge, I had just, I had just gotten back up to my heaviest again. And it was really a disappointment coming from when I had just done a challenge and I had just been second place. And everyone looked at me like, you did such a great job.
Yeah.
And, I had to hold myself to a certain standard. So it was really disappointing that I had kind of let that go. And going into the second challenge, the second time, one of my probably like lowest moments before that, when I knew I was kind of creeping up on my weight, I distinctly remember going to visit a friend of mine up in New York, and I had to pack for it. And unfortunately with my job, I get to wear scrubs every day, and to the gym, I get to wear gym clothes every day. And I had a lot of weight under there. So embarrassingly, I have to say, as I was packing, I realized I was putting on real clothes and jeans, and they didn't fit me the way they should. And in that moment, Bryce, I realized I am not going to buy myself a pair of jeans in a size I've never been, because I've refused to commit to making myself more healthy. And that was kind of a pivotal moment to me. I said, okay, this is it. You've let this go too far. And that was kind of my personal motivation to really get back on track. And there were other things, you know, when you're not feeling your best, it kind of holds you back from living your life the way you would. You know, I'd say no to certain social situations if I felt awkward because I didn't know what I was going to have to wear, if I'm going to have to be in a bathing suit. And that's not a way to live. And so I had to find my own happiness. And I was so excited to start this challenge. And like I said, my competitive nature kind of kicked in then. And when I said I was going to do it, it helped me commit to it. And led to my success.
Yeah, commit you did, totally. And I think it's really an important message to share as well. And especially for me being in the industry, and for our audience, maybe they've been in the industry or they followed along, or maybe they're new to it, but it's very common, for someone who, comes in, gets a result, and then life gets in the way and kind of, falls off the wagon and have to kind of get back at again. There's really no straight line success. It kind of like a jagged, if you will, take it two steps forward, take a step back. And so I think that's a very valuable message to share, but I'm certainly glad you overcame that. Before we kind of jump into the most recent challenge, which, not only did you win and became, the top 10 finalist across the way, which is just absolutely incredible. It fires me up. You did have some success even with the first challenge, which you went second place. So, can you look back and say, like, what were the strategies or, from a mindset perspective, I guess my question is, what did you do that allowed you to, gain second place in that first challenge? And then secondarily, what strategies did you do to basically allow you to win Jupiter Fit Body Bootcamp's challenge and then basically get entered in on the grand stage and be one of the top 10 finalists? I'm just really curious on the tips, the strategies, the mindset. What did you do during those challenges that really made you successful?
If I had to be honest, the first challenge I did, I did have success with that. I do think I went into it a lot more, maybe not with the right mindset. I definitely was all about numbers. I just needed to lose weight. I needed to get on that scale and be lower than the person next to me. And it is something I needed to do. I needed to lose weight. I was very happy with my success. But to be completely honest, I don't think that I as much through that challenge as I did the second time. But it took the first time to realize it's not just about losing the weight. It's also about your lifestyle and maintaining it. And what did you learn and continuing that and inspiring others. And I had to navigate through that to the next year. And I think that's what just motivated me the second time. I said, I've been through this before. I've lost the weight. I can do this again, but I really want to change my lifestyle. I want to change my life. I don't want to be on a diet, a yo-yo diet where I do this fad, I win this challenge and that's great. And you go back to this normal life that are bad habits. That's not the life that I wanted. So I had to learn to not be on a weight loss challenge. I had to learn to do a lifestyle change challenge. And that is where I really learned a lot through the second time I did the challenge. We can go over some of those things, but I think I learned way more through that challenge about non-scale victories and things that weren't just weight loss.
Well, let's dive into that because I know that's a big part of your journey. And let's face it, I mean, especially in the fitness industry, for good reason, there's a big obesity pandemic actually at stake, which in my humble opinion, statistically, it's the most dangerous pandemic that we're currently going through. So certainly weight loss in our country in general needs to basically move more and eat less. But being in fitness is not all about, you know, the scale. It's not all about moving weight. It's all about non-scale victory. And something that we connected prior to the cameras going on is some of the non-scale victories you had, like balance and energy and kind of understanding carbs are okay, you know, in your relationship with excuses, intermittent fasting focus, and also the power of hydration. So those are a few of the things that we kind of dialogue. Can you kind of, you know, share a little bit more insights on those non-scale victories, what you learned in the process and how it benefited your life?
Absolutely. Balance is huge, and I can tell you I am still working on that one, finding that moderation. I think as a lot of people out there do struggle with that, you know, our emotions, you know, do go up and down, and we're not always motivated. But learning to overhaul, find that balance and moderation, I think is the key to lifestyle. And it's okay if you mess up to get back on track. It's okay. I tend to be an all or nothing person, and I know that about myself. You know, I'm all in or I'm not, or I've ruined it. I can't get back on track. But one thing I learned, Bryce, is you can actually start a diet on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It's after Monday. But, you know, as the cliche they say, it always has to start on a Monday.
But it's so true. It can't start a Tuesday. And that's just a very, like, being in the industry for a while.
It blew my mind to find out it doesn't have to be a Monday.
Right.
But I had to also learn to prioritize my excuses, because we all have them. And I do think they're very valid. I think there's many people out there that have a lot of struggles, and they're real. But I think it's how we prioritize our time and what's most important to us is how we find our success. You know, I had to learn when I said I didn't have time, that I did have time. I just had to make the time. Or if I was too tired. Yeah, but when I go to the gym, I found even when I was tired, I go to the gym, I work out, I get my, you know, my energy up. I would be more energetic from going to the gym than I was trying to sleep in another 45 minutes to get that extra sleep because I was tired. It just all snowballed. And once I started putting myself first and finding my why did I actually want to do this challenge? Why did I want to make changes? And remembering that why and sticking to it, it helped me propel me forward.
Yeah.
And those were huge for me.
Yeah, that mindset's absolutely critical. You know, the other couple things that, you know, we connected on, which would be, you know, kind of having a realization that carbs are okay. So, you know, that's a very commonality of a sticking point, you know, with many clients that are trying to achieve fitness success. Can you talk about, you know, maybe an aha or you know, your understanding of what that looks like within your relationship with carbohydrates?
Sure. In the past, I do think I can relate to a lot of people when we try to go on a quick fix diet and we think, okay, we got to cut out carbs. We got to do these, you know, make these rash decisions and drastic changes to make a lifestyle change. And that's not true. And I really, truly learned the benefit of carbs through this challenge. Jenny was amazing with nutrition. It's not my area of expertise, definitely not. But she had so much to share with us and knowledge, like the coaches and the owners and everyone there was really a big part of my success in that. I learned about macros and counting macros, and I don't want to make it complicated. It sounded complicated at first. But I just learned what the right portions were of the foods that I should be eating. And you shouldn't cut out carbs. It was amazing. I ate carbs every single day and lost the most weight that, you know, I've lost in a long time. And it was just making the right decisions and eating it in portions. Absolutely. And planning ahead. You cannot be successful if you do not plan ahead. And I had to learn that too.
Yeah. Amen. Well, it's so valuable. And I think many clients, you're not alone, struggle with that. So that's really, really good insight. And the other two things that, you know, I wanted to kind of address that were part of your story would be, you know, the role of intermittent fasting and then also hydration, two really, you know, points that, you know, we connected and I think also led to your success. So can you, you know, share some of the strategies that, you know, with regard to those two topics?
So I'm one that doesn't necessarily drink water unless I'm thirsty, and that's not good. You know, you're way past the point of dehydration at that point.
Yep.
And so I really had to like force myself to drink water. And that was one thing on the challenge. I almost made it like a game every day, like how much water can I drink? And And I used, I know there's different tools out there. I happen to use my FitnessPal app, something that you can track what you're eating, what goes into your body, and what you're drinking. And so I would track all the water that I would drink during the day. And I would have a goal of a gallon a day. And that way, if I fell short, you know, I would still probably get the adequate amount that I needed, you know, daily. And if there's any of you out there that doesn't like plain water, kind of like me, don't really love it, I had to learn to find other ways to get my water intake. And for me, flavored seltzers worked really well. I got me that little carbonation, almost feels like a soda, a little treat, and you get the flavor too. And so that really helped me get my water intake up. And as far as the dieting, I try to not use the term dieting anymore. I think of dieting and I think of these crash diets, these fad diets that don't work. And so I did intermittent fasting. I know Jenny was really huge on it, really talked to us a lot about it. There's a lot of research out there on it. But just from a basic standpoint, I did where I only ate my food in an 8-hour window and I fasted 16 hours. Sometimes I would shorten that window if I could. Mm-hmm. But what this allowed me to do was eat smaller portions and in a smaller amount of time during the day. So it allowed my body to reset and rest. And you come to realize you don't need as much food as you're putting in your body on a regular basis. The more I got into it, the more like energy I had really, and I was eating less food and I wasn't as hungry, probably because I was getting full off that water I was drinking. And so all of this snowballs and on top of each other, and it's so important to tie in with each other for your success. You can't just do one thing. You can't just cut out carbs. You can't just drink water this one day and expect results. And so that's what I learned, that you had to be consistent with, you know, with everything to find success. And you need to find that accountability in your friends. And that's probably one of the biggest things, absolutely hands down, that I found through this challenge that I knew I needed to be successful was accountability. And Fit Body Bootcamp gave me that, the right motivation and the platform to achieve that in.
Yeah. And I think that's so critical, especially anyone interested in becoming a fitness professional. You know, the science, not to downplay it, but, you know, most people know that they should probably eat more lean protein and vegetables and put down the cake or the ice cream. But it's actually the, you know, the accountability behind it, because fitness is simple. It's not easy. So if you are interested in becoming a fitness professional, really, you need to step up or at least focus on your accountability game, because that's really, you know, half the battle and really, you know, like, you know, Savannah, to your point, and allowing yourself or other clients, you know, within the gym to achieve results. Would that be fair to say from your perspective?
Absolutely. How many times have you tried to do something on your own? You know, no one's watching, and oh, I could sneak this treat, and who's going to ask me? Who's going to know? But all you're doing is cheating yourself. But mm-hmm. I needed someone to be checking in on me and just making sure so that I was honest with myself and with others. And they absolutely gave that to me. And like I said, all the members, we really did encourage each other, and I loved that. Everyone wanted everyone else to succeed. So we shared all of our success or tips or tricks to succeed. And I think that was huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't harp anymore on like accountability. You know, find those people in your life that are like-minded individuals that are going to push you to succeed and make sure that you're on track for the right reason. You know, and know that they're not judging you. They're there to make sure you're doing what you want to do for yourself, that you've set out your why.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so I do want to kind of transition to your role as coach now, but before I do, kind of looking back and again, providing some massive acknowledgement for, you know, coming in, winning second place at a local challenge, which parlayed the following year to first place, you know, at your local location, but then more than that, becoming, you know, one of the top 10 finalists worldwide with tens of thousands of challengers kind of entered. It's so impressive. So, you know, huge piece of acknowledgement and shout out to you for that. In hindsight, looking at that experience, you know, what would you say was the biggest, the I don't want to say the word challenge, the challenging part, the hardest part of going through that journey? And then also on the flip side, what was the most fulfilling part of being that journey? I want the audience to kind of see the struggles, because that's just life, right? But also see the highlights as well.
I think one of my biggest challenges was just staying consistent. It's really easy to get in our heads when maybe we're having a bad day. Maybe that week we didn't see the scale move, and it gets you down and you think you're not succeeding. But that's really why I wanted to harp on all those non-scale victories, because it really wasn't about the number on the scale. I saw my body like transform, my mindset change, and just the way I was living my life change from all these little things that had nothing to do with the numbers on the scale. Mm-hmm. And I You did need to learn to stay on track. And like I said, be consistent. You can have bad weeks, and sometimes you have great weeks. But if you don't stay consistent, you won't succeed. And that was very difficult for me. It's really hard for me to get back on track when emotionally I feel down or I feel like I'm not succeeding. And over time, though, over the course of the challenge, I realized in the end it was being consistent and having that accountability that helped me through.
Yeah, good on you. Fantastic. Well, shifting gears a little bit, you know, not only your experience as a client, as a member, as a challenger, which is so impactful, right, to our audience who, you know, want to be more successful in their current fitness business or want to launch a fitness business to begin with, really giving them insight to you as the client, you know, understanding your journey is just so impactful because, you know, if you're listening, the more you can understand your dream client and really the result that you can provide, just the more success that you're going to have in producing results and really more fulfillment on that perspective. Now, speaking of fulfillment, the second part of your story is actually you've become a coach at Jupiter Fit Body Bootcamp. And I know nursing is still your main gig, but I would probably imagine, you know, being that you're a giver, you're the service nature, that's probably what got you in the nursing career. You probably were pulled a little bit on the heartstrings in terms of that and probably contributed to being a coach. So I really want to, you know, kind of share your story, or at least, you know, the journey of becoming a coach, you know, within the Fit Body Bootcamp brand, why you did it, you know, what do you love about it, and also the most challenging things about taking that role as a coach. And I think there's a lot of value, again, for fitness people or, you know, for people that, you know, are looking at many franchise models, like, you know, why go into fitness? And for me, it's because of the fulfillment, but I certainly want to tip the audience and give them insight to you, your journey, and kind of what that transition look like becoming a coach at Jupiter Fit Body Bootcamp.
Yeah, one of the things of the challenge that, like, I realized when I won that challenge, you know, really, Bryce, I'm just this small town girl from Jupiter, Florida, that, you know, maybe people haven't even heard of Jupiter, Florida. And so when I won that, it went to show that really anybody really can change their life. I think some people might have looked at me and was like, oh no, she's just athletic. She just won it because of this or that. And it wasn't that. It was so much hard work and dedication and consistency and the things that I learned that got me there. But at the end of the day, I'm still just your average girl and was able to go through this journey and win. And so I think that spoke volumes. And I found that I didn't realize how much I had even learned and how much knowledge I had gained through that process, that so many clients and other members were coming to me with just multiple questions, whether it was about a movement, working out, fitness, or it was nutrition or tips or tricks or what did you do? And then what was really actually a really good feeling is to hear people say how much I had inspired them or I had motivated them. I actually had two people join Fit Body Bootcamp unbeknownst to me and had been for months because they saw my success story and they said they wanted to be like me and they didn't want to tell me until they saw results because they didn't want to let me down. I was like, that's silly. You should tell me. I'd love to support you. And in that moment, I just realized how many people maybe I had touched, and there's probably people out there I didn't even know. And it was just because I chose to do something, you know, and was able to succeed at that. And I loved that. I loved that I could actually share that with others. And if I could inspire and motivate even one person out there to change their life, I that would be amazing. And so I think that just kind of led me into being much more involved in the gym. I mean, because I was naturally, even before I was a coach, you know, after the challenge, like I said, I was very involved with the members. And it kind of happened organically. You know, my membership was kind of ending. I had won this challenge. I still wanted to be very involved. And so they brought me on board as, you know, as a coach. And like you said, my main job is a nurse. That is my priority. So unfortunately, I don't get to do this that often, but I love it because it keeps me, you know, it's like a hobby that keeps me very fitness minded and keeps me accountable too, you know, where I know I have all these people that do look up to me. So they need to know that I'm real and that I mess up and I'm not 100% on track all the time. But guess what? I get back on. And they're the ones that actually motivate me to get back on track and motivate each other. And again, I'm going to harp back on that accountability, that if you don't have that, I don't think you'd be successful. And that's really gotten me through.
Yeah, dude, that's so powerful. And yes, you've inspired so many people, including, being on the show today, all the listeners in the audience that are going to listen to this. And that's why when I first connected with you out in Florida, you're so sweet, have such great energy about you. You can just tell you're a giver. And of course, you've obviously achieved, great success in your fitness journey. So it all makes sense that you'd want to, coach and give back. And to your point, I find that, what you said resonates so well, because when I started, I assumed the vice president role FitBody Bootcamp before I would help other owners, et cetera, and contribute. But at that transition, I started to teach and I started really, pass along lessons and really coaching for our FitBody Bootcamp owners. And I can tell you, to your point, I started learning the most when I have to coach and teach. And also, like, it holds me accountable as well. So what you just talked about by you being a coach and really, providing you, more insights and clarity, and also, holding yourself accountable while inspiring other people, I really think that's the name of the game. And a huge value add to the position that you've taken on. Absolutely. So, okay. Well, kind of shifting gears here, from your coaching role, from a time perspective, I know I don't have too much time left with you, but, kind of packaging this all up, I want to transition now to a lightning round, if you will, to kind of give our audience just a little bit more insight, some tips, some tricks, some strategies from someone who, again, who's been so successful in your fitness journey. So, Savannah, first and foremost, what would you say you are most passionate about today?
I'm probably most passionate about just helping others and being able to inspire others. It doesn't matter if it's just a little bit or something big, but I just try to find my own happiness and be happy for other people. And if I, like I said, can inspire and motivate one person out there, that makes my day.
Yeah, well, you certainly are doing that very well. Next up, before the Savannah who's achieved the success, become a member at FitBody Bootcamp, won two challenges, been a national, finalist, what was the one thing in your perspective that was holding you back, and how did you overcome it?
I guess I would have to say it was my own insecurities. I'd let a lot of things get into my head. I had a lot of excuses. I didn't find my true why and make a real commitment to change. And when you let yourself go and you get into that, when you get into a low point in your life like that, you think you would want to reach out to your friends and family for help. But honestly, a lot of people out there, you don't want to. It's almost like you're embarrassed. You want to change your life, but you don't know how. You don't know who to tell. And I had to realize that I had to be vulnerable and I had to open up and I had to ask for help and that accountability through like FitBody, my friends. And I found that everyone that really knew me and cared about me were supportive. They helped me with my success. And I've never felt better opening up and allowing myself to be vulnerable and trusting the process. And I think for most people, you just have to get over some of your insecurities and find a way to do it and find accountability buddy and just go for it.
Yeah, lean in. Amen to that. All right, next up, especially being a very successful nurse and now a very successful fitness professional, you give a lot of good advice. What would be, in your perspective or opinion, the best advice that you've ever received and why?
I'm not sure the best advice I've ever received, but in this moment, I feel like I just want to tell everyone to just start today, start now. Like we joked earlier how your diet doesn't have to start on Monday. We don't have to wait another week to start all over, but just start now. There's times that I say, maybe in a couple of days or maybe next week, maybe next month I'll get back to the gym. But you do that and you just let it go and you'll never get there. So I think just commitment and starting today, you'll look back and be so happy that you did.
Amen to that. And that's a perfect segue to my next question, which is actually about restarting. So hypothetically, Savannah, all the success, all the accolades, that you've achieved up to date have hypothetically now been taken away from you. So you wake up tomorrow morning and none of the success that you've achieved to date is there. However, you still have the knowledge, the skill set that you've acquired in this journey. What would your action steps or what would your next 30 days look like to kind of get you back on track to the healthy and fit lifestyle that you've now achieved?
Well, I know I couldn't do it alone. And I'm a people person. So my first thing would be to find other people to inspire them to come get me inspired to be fitness, minded. Whether they joined me or not, I would probably be one of those people that was very active and gotten to fitness myself, but I'd probably pull in pull other people into my world and try to be energetic and happy and create that environment that Fit Body Bootcamp has made today.
Okay, copy that. All right, the grand finale here, our time is running out and we've literally just provided so much value, so super grateful for being on the show. What would be a piece of parting wisdom, or parting advice that you would give to our audience that would better their lot in fitness, better their lot in business, or just better their lot in life in general? What would that, parting piece of wisdom be?
I think I really want to remind everyone out there that this really is a journey. It's going to be a journey for my lifetime. Even for me, I do go up and down. I do have goals of where I want to be, and I'm not always on that track. You have to remember it's a journey and something you need to stick with. Another thing is, don't be afraid to be vulnerable, because you have no idea how many other people out there are probably just like you, or going through the same struggles, or have gone through a similar struggle. Or maybe they've gone through things that you've never gone through before, but they can help you through it. I've learned all of those through this journey. And if I wasn't vulnerable and open and realized that, I wouldn't know that. And I think a lot of people are afraid and stay in their own insecurities. But whatever you do, find your why, go after it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen friends commit to their health and start their journey. And a year later, they look amazing. And they've done all these, I feel like they've been very successful. And I look at them and I say, oh, I want to be them. I want to be there. Why can't I be there? Well, it's because I didn't commit. If I had started with them and just committed, I could be there. So just learning and knowing that this is a journey, and stick on track and finding that accountability.
Sage advice, Sanna. Well, honestly, this has been such a pleasure. I'm so grateful for our chat today. And I know our audience has gotten better, more deeper look into coaching, into fitness, into the challenge process, the highlights, the lowlights, and really what it takes to become successful within the fitness industry. So you've added so much value. And I want to acknowledge you that for today, for meeting you and your awesome team, Jenny, your owner, which we're going to have to get her on the podcast as well. But just so blown away with you, the caring nature about you. You're a giver, and just really proud of the success that you had, and wanted to give you one more big congratulations. So it's been an awesome time being on the show, and thank you so much for adding so much value to our audience today.
And also, Bryce, I do want to add that reminds me, I want to share with other people that there are other clients and members at our gym at our local location that have been so inspiring to me that, like you were saying, maybe getting Jenny on a podcast or getting these others to share their story. I don't know if they'll have that opportunity, but there are others out there that, I have a guy in his 70s. He's one of my best training buddies. And sometimes I have to work hard to keep up with him. And it's like, wow, you watch someone like that be successful. And we've got people from all age ranges being very successful because they just committed and take the time to commit to Fit Body Bootcamp. And there's so many people that did the challenge with me that were second and third place that may not have got highlighted as a winner, but ultimately they were absolutely winners. We had someone that beat breast cancer and thought she could never get back to her goal weight because of the medication she was on, and had a lot of life struggles. And she looks absolutely amazing and has changed her life. And I don't know, it gives me goosebumps because these are the kind of stories that I just wish everyone could hear and be motivated by, because they motivated me. And Fit Body Bootcamp Nation, or the whole franchise, I think is just a wonderful thing that's given back to people. And I'm so excited to hear all the other stories that you have to share with everyone.
Awesome. Well, I would love any other introductions you have. And honestly, you are such a beautiful soul. You got a huge heart. And that last little sign off to, your community, your family, your friends within, your gym environment is just, it's literally why I wanted to get you on. So thank you so much, Savannah. It's been an absolute pleasure. You made us all better today. And look forward to seeing you thrive in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, Bryce.
All right. Thank you.